Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening. Thank you very much for listening tonight. My name is Dakota Lone Star. The time is 9 o'clock on our East Coast. And tonight's really important. Just a really, really important program. And it has everything to do with the most recent presidential election and also the Senate, the race for the Senate, and the House of Representatives as well. All right. So make no mistake, the election, or elections rather, of 2016 will go down perhaps as the greatest repudiation of any single sitting president in the United States of America. And that's what I believe. I believe this was a complete and utter repudiation where number 44 is concerned, Barack Hussein Obama. All right, the call number tonight is, our guest call number is 929-477-4090. And I'm just hoping that the left gets over themselves, really, you know, sooner than later, for the love of anything decent in the free world, all things decent in the free world. Just kind of get over yourselves, you know. I don't think it took us that long in 2008, you know, just in your, you know, where unicorns exist and red slippers abound and in your heads and in the liberal mind, were adults not able to get over the or to overcome the outcome of the 2008 presidential election that foisted Barack Hussein Obama on the general populace at large. So interestingly enough, you know what I did? I think immediately I went to work creating my own newspaper after the election. I think inside of a week, I didn't at any point find myself on the floor in a fetal position. You know, we aren't, it's really no longer God bless America. It's God save America at this point. And we have to get this right. We simply must get this right. And we must right the ship. And I want to go ahead and talk about this tonight. So basically, in the initial stages of this program, we're going to talk just briefly about, you know, my comparison of the adult response to the 2008 presidential election I just did and the historic election of 2016. It's interesting, you know, the results and quote-unquote acceptance of the results and so forth, but make no mistake, the election of Donald J. Trump and holding on to and the Republicans or the RNC's ability to hold on to both the House and the Senate is a complete repudiation. People are tired. People are tired, and we see it. Anyone with an IQ greater than 80, or I don't know, I'll just throw an extra couple points in there. Anyone with an IQ greater than 82 is able to see the duplicity, and it's been apparent. So what I'm going to do to really kind of stave off liberal bias this evening is cover an article in the Washington Times from a couple of days ago, written by Stephen Dinan, and it's entitled "Judge Orders IRS to Take Action on Application." All right, and so I'm going to cover that article pretty much at great length. I'm going to take your calls at 929-477-4090, and we're going to talk about this, this particular article, and this, the beginning of the show segued nicely into this particular article, and hopefully the article will segue well into the final portion of this evening's program. All right, I'm Dakota Lone Star. I hail from the wonderful state of South Dakota, Dakota del Sur, for those of you that speak Spanish. Interestingly enough, you know, a wall, unless everyone north of a wall at our southernmost border is all white, there's really no way that the wall itself could be racist going forward. Having said that, there are so many people that are just so slow that they don't realize that we are the adults in the room, and those same adults that looked to continue the generational care of their families and start businesses. It was a rough, the seas were rough for anyone that didn't toe the line of Barack Hussein Obama. I know, because I thought I was a strident, ardent, unpopular voice in a list in a nation of madmen, really, and zombies after 2008, and cloned zombies at that. But the IRS is still targeting. Okay, so Stephen Dannan begins his article. The IRS is still targeting Tea Party groups for illegal scrutiny by refusing to process applications that have been pending for years, a federal court said in a ruling made public on Friday. So last Friday, just a couple of days ahead of the perhaps the sweetest election outcome of my lifetime, really was the sweetest, and for me, but and obviously the other half of America. So really, you're looking at city folk, by and large, versus urban America, and I'm sorry, urban America versus the city folk kind of thing. And even then, really, okay, my computer should not have done that. I hope I still have you. But basically, what took place on Tuesday and on Wednesday in these loosely united states of America was a grand repudiation, collectively speaking. So basically, pending back into the article, a federal court said in a ruling made public Friday ordering the tax agency to quit stalling. U.S. District Judge Michael R. Barrett said the IRS can still either approve or deny the Texas Patriots Tea Party's application, but the agency can no longer sit on its hands. And he said the IRS must give, that the IRS must give the application an honest evaluation without prejudice. Good luck there at the end of this this rather lame legacy at best. But he said without prejudice stemming from the years-long targeting. In a series of stark findings, Judge Barrett ruled that the IRS did in fact single Tea Party groups out for special scrutiny because of their political viewpoints in opposition to President Obama. Now, this is a second federal judge as of late that has come down on, for all practical purposes, on the 44th presidential administration of these United States of America. And then it says, undercutting congressional Democrats who said liberal groups face the same level of targeting. Yeah. A fair and balanced approach to federal government. Yeah. Woo. Woo. Okay, so if this government, federal government, at its innermost core or innermost onion, didn't stink to high heaven and cause meaningful tears all the way up to and shrouding the heavens, basically, if it's just interesting because it would have stepped in where mayors, U.S. mayors, were and are perhaps demanding that U.S. pastors turn over their sermons. So, and it's interesting because so the Facebook post, I'm going to do a video on this tomorrow actually, and post it to my YouTube page. But interestingly enough, if the 44th presidential administration of these loosely United States of America, or actually United States of America, after the map went red, other than than our populated jungles, in our midst. And even the what's awesome is there, I think there was even an uptick in people from different cities that voted for freedom and the Constitution on Tuesday, before the polls closed, and early Wednesday in Alaska. But all right, so the article goes on to say that the evidence strongly suggests that the IRS initiated the delay because of the Texas Patriots Tea Party's application was perceived at the screening stage to be a Tea Party case. Judge Barrett, whose courtroom is in Ohio, said in an opinion that was filed earlier under seal and was only made public after parts of the 29-page ruling were redacted. It's the latest blow to the tax agency. Now, see, that's, the latest, gosh, I don't know, the latest chalkboard eraser tossing, targeting of the tax agency, really. Regardless of how hard you throw an eraser, generally speaking, it's not going to really be a blow to the IRS, right? So the blows, on the other hand, from the beginning of the Obama legacy, really were directed at people and business owners that were tied up in the courts. It's pretty hard to conduct business from a courtroom, right? Whether you work at home or you have a storefront, it becomes for the most part entirely impossible to conduct business out of a court. And they kind of played the same games recently with a fine, upstanding, amazing American by the name of Dinesh D'Souza and parading him before three different counselors, the third no doubt being a hip pocket general, hashtag hip pocket general, or generals. And it's interesting how many games this government gets away with, and it's not considered treasonous at the very least where our Constitution is concerned. Not to mention the fact that there was an oath taken to protect, a sworn oath to protect this nation's citizens from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And yet the Facebook posts, if they were as clear as a recent Facebook post made by a male American citizen stating to kill all white cops, couldn't really be any more clear than that. So if we're not taking those posts seriously, then we are not even, we haven't even risen to the level of purgatory, if you're not going to take those posts seriously. So I wonder what was in the Facebook posts. Hold on a second. Okay, no, we're good. I just had some background trying to get my attention, but c'est la vie to that particular would be conversation. Because I'm with you this evening. So basically, look, we hopefully you can still hear me. My computer is actually updating itself when I didn't when I asked it to do so tomorrow night. So hopefully I am still with you. All right, so. So it wasn't really a blow to the tax agency. I mean, a federal judge, two federal judges have found the IRS activity to be, I guess, unconstitutional is the best way to put it. But anyway, the author of this article, Stephen Denod, said it's the latest blow to the tax agency, which is facing a separate order from a judge in Washington, D.C., to process a handful of other cases the agency had delayed. Okay. Those applications must be decided by November 11th, according to the October ruling by District Judge Reggie B. Walton. This is where it gets really interesting. One of the groups in that case, the Albuquerque Tea Party, applied for tax-exempt status in 2009 and has been waiting nearly 7 years under this administration, one that congressional Democrats, delusional Democrats of the congressional, of our congressional order or disorder, who said that liberal groups have faced the same level of targeting. Oh, is that right? So when Facebook posts become apparent that someone is an otherwise apparent threat to the greater than IQs of 82, and I'm going to get back into this article in just a second here. Give me just a minute. I'm going to jump back online and see if I am still within the reach of international ears. All right. So, interestingly enough, that's something else I want to cover tonight, just the UN response to the Donald Trump, or President-elect Donald Trump's, or the election of Donald Trump. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to get into this tonight. It's going to be fun. So the United Nations, it's basically just a worthless parasite, collectively speaking, in many ways. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute when I find out if my computer is still... actually, I'm going to work on this article because I believe I'm still with you. I'm going to jump back in here, though, real quick to make sure that I am. Give me 30 seconds or about a minute. I'll be right back with you. God's hand was in this previous election. And I guess it's because we still have possibly a short window before the curtain drops in terms of human history, or the first curtain, second curtain drops after the flood. All right. Oh, God forbid I believe in that as an individual American. All right. I'll be back with you in just a minute. Oh, look at that. It looks like I'm still with you. God forbid. Let's see if it loads now. It's going to load for me. Internet connection here sucks, by the way, where I've made this phone call. But so I'm going to jump back into this article. So one group had been waiting since 2009, and Judge Barrett didn't set a deadline for processing the TPTP case that was mentioned in the beginning of the article. But the article goes on to say the IRS is committing to resolving these cases. Watch this. This is the quote from an IRS agent, right? Or spokesperson, if you will, spokesdog, lapdog, possibly mildly above the lowest learner worm in the evolutionary chain of the civil humanitarian resolve of the modern family. So the IRS is committed to resolving these cases as quickly as possible under our procedures. Yeah, under your procedures, which were fiendish and devilish at best. Same difference, which reflect changes made since 2013, an agency spokesman said this weekend. So those changes that were made in 2013, I guess, which was about the first time that the IRS was within the crosshairs of any federal judge, I guess, in one sense. But the article goes on to state that after the IRS admitted it was maltreating the groups in 2013, the agency began to process most of the applications, but some of the groups sued, watch this, and the IRS refused to process those cases of the groups that sued, okay? So further limbo, further purgatory. The IRS said its standard policy, watch this, was to halt applications and litigation, and also said that beginning processing would open its agents up to lawsuits against them individually. Well, that'd be amazing if that were possible. If I were a rich man. Tweedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle-deedle. Right? Okay, if any IRS agent was open, you know, like the lowest learner worms of the quote-unquote free world and over the course of the last 8 years, and which are actually Nothing But Sharia Shenanigans. But you know, no one in this government, there always seems to be a fall person, a fall guy or fall woman, so that I'm not sounding sexist, but that's how things just kind of work in this new brave new world, right? And that's how things work, you know, to each his own. And Modern Family is still alive and well, and saw that in the popular vote by a narrow margin, an extremely narrow margin. But the Modern Family is still alive and well. But the tactics and the methods and the methodology of the Modern Family, scrutiny and Freedom One early on, early yesterday, Freedom One. All right. So, interestingly enough, Mark Meckler, the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, which helped fund the class action lawsuit, God bless you, Mark Meckler, said Judge Barrett's ruling is evidence of corruption in the Obama administration. Absolutely. The apple cannot fall far from its inner onion in terms of the 44th presidential administration of these, the United States of America. It is sickening and disheartening, he said in a statement. Today's ruling provides a glimmer of hope that justice for the people will prevail, and we will continue to fight one Tea Party American. We'll continue to fight one Tea Party American at a time to get back our rights. All right. So, yeah, you can't buck the system. And further proof of not being allowed, and just how corrupt the first half-white rock star actually is, was and is in the pudding. The fact that he fired how many generals and brought in hip pocket generals. Go back, and if you have a copy of a live copy of the Hillary Clinton commercial with a general purportedly speaking out on her behalf, you could see it. I mean, like, he was lying. Like, he couldn't even bring himself to faithfully execute his individual right as a general, an American general, to look as though he weren't or wasn't telling the truth. I mean, it was just obvious. And that you could see it when he blinked, when that general blinked. And great generals never blink. Rudy Giuliani on 9/11 2001, there was a 72-hour window, if not a week, where he never blinked. And that's awesome. I still believe that John, I can't remember the guy's name, the coach of a would-be Super Bowl winner in the Carolina Panthers, John, I think his first name is John. But it's interesting because when interviewed prior to the NFC Championship game that of said season, the head coach was briefly interviewed after the game, and he said, "We're going to the Super, or what's your goal?" And he said, "Well, we're a Super Bowl team, basically." And he didn't blink. Leaders, you can always tell a leader from a hip pocket general, insofar as whether or not they blink in light of either devilish disdain or, but interestingly enough, this administration has turned out way just, there's just been a large influx and of hip pocket generals. So hashtag, I actually came up with the hashtag hip pocket generals. I don't like it. It's kind of cool, right? All right. So anyway, check me out online at 40and28.weebly.com. I am on Twitter at @DOC_OTA Lone Star, at @DOC_OTA Lone Star, because I had one iota, a single oda left in terms of how much I cared prior to the election. about America's Nazis. And interestingly enough, so you can follow me on Twitter, DOC underscore OTA Lone Star. I'm on Facebook as Dakota Lone Star, like the state or the territory, Dakota Territory, that fought against slavery and died in many cases in that battle, epic battle against would be tactic of the devils. But now, over the last 9 years, I've been fighting a halfway rock star's overreach in many ways, both in print and online and over the air. I actually built to 19,000 listens at one point. But anyway, key this phone number into your phone because Monday we're going to have a wonderful program. Monday morning at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on your East Coast. You can call in and listen at 929-477-4090. You don't have to chime in, although that would be wonderful as well. But key that into your phones, 929-477-4090. And Freedom won on Tuesday and Wednesday of 2016. The days that freedom shouted from the top of the Statue of Liberty and actually made one of the greatest statements ever, the repudiation of Barack Hussein Obama, making no mistake. But key in my phone number at 929-477-4090 for Monday's program. And that's going to be an amazing program. Make sure that you check out my YouTube page for Dakota Lone Star. Setting up a new YouTube, some new YouTube videos over there. And thank God Almighty, thank God Almighty that Timmy Kaine, Hillary Clinton and Timmy Kaine's vision for America didn't wasn't able to come to fruition at the presidential level because Tim Kaine, in no uncertain terms, told the Catholic Church that if those individual bodies weren't willing to begin marrying homosexuals, they would have to leave the United States. Yay, Timmy, what a wonderful edict. I'm not even Catholic, and I can see the devil's fingerprint all over that. So, because my God created one tree and said if you touch it or eat from it, but you guys are into creating clones because you love to empower people, quote unquote, right? You empower the LGBT community by not encouraging them to plant their own churches and start their own religious organizations and scouting organizations and associations of bakeries, because in this modern world you just can't find a cake anymore. You just can't. You but see, here's the thing: you wanted your cake and you wanted to eat it too. Well, that's not we're here to declare. We are here to declare, Timmy Boy Kaine, that's a slippery slope that we're not willing to take and will one day perhaps, but I hope not, will one day result in the next civil war. And it again will be a civil war. Make no mistake. If you attempt to force America's churches to marry homosexuals, there will be a civil war, and it will be as civil in its undergirding, in terms of its undergirding, as the first. Make no mistake, because after all, Timmy Boy Kaine, organizations are made up of like-minded individuals. And the LGBT community is no different from the Boy Scouts of America in that sense, except for the fact that you guys want your cake and you have to be able to eat it too, or you curl up in a collective fetal position on the floor after you lose. This has been Dakota Lone Star, and thank God America, thank God freedom won, thank God common sense won. Thank God there was a clarion call from sea to shining sea, and our cities, our post-secondary educational facilities, aside from like the University of Chicago, sort of put their foot down and said, screw this, we're not having it anymore. There's no safe space. Ideas, the marketplace of ideas is foundational to an exceptional America. And kudos to the University of Chicago for being the adult in the room, being an adult in the room. And adults won Tuesday and Wednesday when we cast our vote and with the in terms of the outcome. So, New World Order, you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer. And for now, you can go screw yourselves. All right, this has been Dakota Lone Star. Have a nice day, people.